All right, so one of the things that are unique about the shofar is we blow it in a specific way. So how do we blow it? We blow a tekiah, which is what the Gemara calls a kol pashut, a straight voice. We do a shvarim or trua, a broken voice, what the Gemara calls a kol shavur, a broken sound. And then we end with a kol pashut, a tekiah, right? Which is, again, a straight sound. And the Gemara learns out from Pesukim that that's the halacha, that you have to blow it in that way. The sets always have to be tekiah shvarim tekiah, tekiah trua tekiah, tekiah shvarim trua tekiah. Always has to have a tekiah on each end. So why is that so? Why is that the halacha is you have to have a straight sound, and then a broken sound, and then a straight sound? What would be the purpose of that? So if you think about it, that's what life is. What happens in life? So life, we start out, and everything is very simple. It's a kol pashut. Things are very straight. Things are very understandable. Things are very easy to understand and easy to deal with. And then what happens? Or no matter what it is, in life, you always hit a kol shavur. You always hit a break, a shvarim, a trua, when things are very unstable and you can't understand what's going on. But then, after you deal with the kol shavur, where do you come to again eventually? To another kol pashut, to the tekiah. You learn that the breaking sound didn't break you, and you're able to go back to a kol pashut. It's a different kol pashut. It's a more complicated and nuanced one now. But you realize that you can come back to that again. So when we blow the shofar on Rosh Hashanah, we're reminding ourselves that throughout our year, we're going to have shvarim and truas. We're going to have times that break us and are a little bit difficult. But the tekiah we began with is always what's going to come back. And I'll tell you, we find this by Akedas Yitzchak also. By Akedas Yitzchak, Avram Avinu says the word Hineini, here I am, three times. When Hashem calls out him to go do the Akedah, Avram says, Hineini. And he's ready to go, and he feels very strong, he's going to go sacrifice his son. But then when they're going there, Yitzchak asks him, so what's going on? What are we doing? And he says, Hineini, Bini, I'm here. But the Medrash says when he said that to his son, and he realized what he was about to do, he started crying. He realized he was going to lose his son. But then at the end, when Yitzchak is saved, a malach calls out from Shemayim, and Avram says again, Hineini, and he's so happy now that his son is not going to die. Shvar tekiah, shvarim tekiah. Avram Avinu starts with a kol pashut, the Hineini of being strong, then he's broken and he realizes what's going to happen, the second Hineini, and the third Hineini he recognizes is another tekiah and he's going to be able to go on. And that's why the shofar is Zecher L'Akedas Yitzchak. Is a remembrance for Akedas Yitzchak because it symbolizes that same exact thing. I'll tell you a story about Rabbi Michal Dovber Weissmandel. He was one of the great Rabbanim from Europe. In the war, he lost his five sons. He got remarried after he came, he survived the war. He had five more sons after World War II. At the bris of the five sons, what happened? He got up to speak. And everyone knew he had remade all the children that he'd had before the war. He got up to speak and he said, "Nikadish es shimcha ba'olam k'shem shemakdishim oso b'shmei marom," which means we will sanctify your name in this world as they're saying kedusha, as they sanctify it above. And he said, "My five sons will sanctify Hashem's name in this world as my five sons in Shamayim are sanctifying Hashem." So that's what it means. We start with a kol pashut, we have it easy. Then we hit a kol shavur. But in the end of the day, we always come back to the kol pashut and we come back to tshuva.